Good morning, everyone. Welcome to episode 30 of the EFG Daily Commute. My name is Stephen Dutzman. I am the host. I am also the editor-in-chief and founder of EngageFamilyGaming.com. That's a website on the internet where parents like myself and my co-host come together to give parents and families the information they need to get their family game on. Today, on our 30th episode, I thought I'd talk about Fortnite again, but this time in a different way. Before, I kind of explained it. I talked about some of the news, etc. I talked about why we deleted it. However, I wanted to talk a little bit about an article that I read the other day, and some Twitter discussion that took place that I actually think is really interesting and is something that is worth exploring. And that is the idea that Fortnite is starting to become, for most kids, less of a game and more of a place. Now let's let that sit in and ruminate for a second here. Obviously, I don't mean that kids are like gathering in one central physical location to play Fortnite, right? That's not what I mean. What I mean is Fortnite is kind of transcending its status as a game and becoming more of a mechanism for socialization. And to a degree, I think for a lot of kids, the socialization aspect is more important than the game itself. Like, the act of playing the game is not that important to everyone. And I think there's a number of reasons for that. And I think this game's status as a place and a hangout kind of also helps explain why our kids want these cosmetic items as much as they do, why these dances are so important, etc. So let's unpack everything. So here's what I heard, and this is kind of the story that was told. It was a gentleman on Twitter who posted a story about how he was playing Fortnite, and he had started playing Fortnite with his kids, but for the first time, he actually was playing with his kids and their friends. And he thought that it was a really interesting experience because he was like playing to win. You know, he knew they were good. He was good. He was trying to win, and he was playing in squads with them. And they were just messing around. Like, they were playing, and they weren't using all of their communication time to coordinate their efforts in the game. They were talking about, like, school, and they were messing around and talking about songs and, you know, putting their phone up to a computer that was playing a YouTube video and, you know, doing all sorts of silly stuff while they were playing this game that is ostensibly a competitive gaming experience, right? And he thought that was really interesting. First, he said that he was kind of overwhelmed, but then he thought it was odd, but then he kind of understood it, that this was really just a chat room with game-like elements, right? It was essentially a hangout spot. It was a place. It was the arcade. It was the roller skating rink. It was the park. It's just, in this case, it is a digital space that they can go to. You know what? I think that kind of matches with our current, mindset as a society, right? Like, we really don't let kids go out on their own very often to physical spaces. So it makes sense that we would have kids, finding their way and being able to, participate in these online spaces and using them in that manner. Like, this is a hangout spot. This is, hanging out in your friend's basement playing video games. You're just doing it on your couch with a headset and a microphone. And I think there are some analogies that can be drawn to other game experiences that have had similar types of, like arcs. For me, it's World of Warcraft is a very similar situation. You know, I started playing that game and it was a game. I was playing it. It was a role-playing game. I was leveling. I was, experiencing the story, and eventually there was no more story for me to get, and there was no more leveling for me to do. So what did I do? It was a hangout. I had a guild, and I still have that guild, and they became my friends, and so we would just hang out and talk about our lives, or what was happening, or, you know, the differences between our various places, being that, you know, my guild had people in Canada, and things like that, right? So, it was a, so I've lived that experience, and, you know, of a digital plaything, kind of moving from being a game that I am actively playing to kind of a digital space for hanging out and communicating with friends. The difference here is, in a lot of cases, these are friends from school who get to hang out after school, or, you know, friends that maybe don't get to see each other very often, and now they're just playing in Fortnite and meeting new kids. It's a very interesting experience, and it's one that is supported by the game. So, and I think to a degree, that would explain why the cosmetic items are so attractive, right? Like, so if Fortnite is slowly becoming just another way to, you know, be with your friends, then the emotes and the dances and the back blings and all that, those are essentially just like wanting to buy a new shirt in real life so you can hang out, right? Like, it's, they are another way of showing social status, and kind of, to a degree, it's a little bit of posturing, but, you know, talking about, okay, we want this super rare skin, we want to get this done, we want to have it, because you want to wear it, kind of show it off, and have that as an option for when you play with your friends, I think it's, it makes perfect sense, now that I really kind of think about it. I had always wondered, and, you know, I appreciated the cosmetic items as, like, a means of self-expression, and creativity, but now when we think about Fortnite just being a place to hang out and talk and spend time with people where there are no other expectations, right? The expectation is you're going to play Fortnite. And so you can do that kind of casually, while kind of hanging out and talking with your friends. Makes total sense, and you know what, I did the same thing in World of Warcraft. I mean, I chased after weird armor sets, and, you know, I absolutely did it. I went and tried to get mounts, which are, you know, like, literally animals that you can ride on that serve, you know, I already had one, you know, I didn't need multiples, but man, did I go and get them, for, you know, status or whatever, right? So, I think that's definitely something that we as parents who are around these kids, you know, we have to think about that. That's something that I, you know, now that I think about it this way, you know, the idea of taking the game away from them more or less did kind of take away the ability to play with their friends, and thus taking away the ability for them to socialize, which is, I guess, something that Jenna and I will need to explore. You know, we were never intended to take it away permanently, but now maybe we need to kind of figure out what to do. But yeah, I mean, that's something that we should think about. And what I really want to do is hear your thoughts. This was, you know, obviously a quick episode. I read this piece, and I agree with it, that Fortnite is moving in kind of transcending that. I was wondering, you know, outside of, you know, World of Warcraft, and I think a real world, quote unquote, example is also golf, right? Like, to a degree, playing golf is more important for the fact that you're kind of a captive audience. Like, you have to stay together because you're playing golf together. Where you can make, you know, where people make business deals and they network, etc. You know, people talk about the value of playing golf with people as it's like an investment in time and relationship building. I think Fortnite and World of Warcraft, etc., they're kind of the same way. I'd love to hear if there are any other experiences or examples that you have of, you know, kind of games that kind of transcended that physical space and turned into So I'm going to share this into the community, as I said, as I always do. I do hope that you guys have a great day. I look forward to talking to you soon. And like I said, throw a comment in the community. It's engagefamilygaming.com/community. We'll talk to you soon. You have yourself a great day. And don't forget to get your family game on. We'll see you soon. Bye.